Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today is May 27, 2020, and I am going to talk about a lot of things today. But before I talk about that, it is really hot outside. It's like really bad. It's crazy because it feels like the summer outside. And when I walk outside, it's just like a heat wave. Like, come on now, you know? So next time, I'm just gonna carry me some bottle of water with me when I walk outside, because walking outside is like a dang heat wave, especially when you're trying to like discover some stuff. Maybe you're trying to have fresh air in your house. That's what I'm doing. I'm just sitting in the house cool in my coolie room without being hot, like really hot. And if you guys want to like if you guys want to listen to the original me craving for the most shows that I've been watching since last week, you can go and go to Anchor FM and listen to me talk about these things with the music in the background, because the other one didn't have the music in the background. I tried to edit and it's like, it's terrible. I can't edit. It didn't edit. It just stayed the same way how it is. So I'm just telling you guys now, just if you want to listen to the original, go to the FM to listen to the original one before this one. Okay? So after you start listening to this podcast here, you know. So let's get down guaranteed with business while we're back on this podcast today. And me burping is so disgusting. It's like really, 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 really disgusting when I start burping. Okay, so let's get down to the business on this podcast. So last week I had talked about how to get away with murder, and I had watched the ending of the series. And the series is really good because I never seen nothing like it. I never had before. Like, the ending was so great. And then I also talked about how I want to see the second season of Euphoria and the second season of Chambers, because everything is just like these good shows I've been craving for. It's just like crazy. Like, these shows be giving me the cravings. Like, man, I just want to see the shows now. But now I'm thinking these shows will be postponed until next year, I guess, because of this stuff is happening. I don't know, guys. What do you think? You know? So I'm just like happy. I'm excited. I'm actually excited for this show. I'm actually really excited because I didn't know how much it would take for me to keep watching these shows that I crave for every single day. Then I was watching Harley Quinn. You know, DC had this new show that's called Harley Quinn. Bruh, it's a TV show of a cartoon and it's called Harley Quinn. You gotta watch it, okay? You really gotta watch it. Like, literally, watch it. And then there's this other show, which was superheroes. I'm gonna tell you, it's called The Boys. Alright, is like, it's two boys and it's one girl, and they're killing superheroes because maybe superheroes were not meant to be good at all. Maybe. We don't know what the society would take us, guys. And then I guess this one boy, he fell in love with the superhero girl, and I guess the superhero girl saved his life. So the one guy who tried to take revenge on the superheroes, he ended up trying to fight the guy who was like Superman, you know, but he's the bad version of Superman. Oh my gosh. If you guys want to see that show, go on Amazon, or you can go on Netflix, guys. You will find it. Come on. The show is good. It just got a little bit violent in it with superheroes. I'm sorry, it's funny. It's just funny how I be watching the shows but never get the chance. So I gotta look at that. why did it just freeze? I just saw that thing just freeze in front of my freaking eyeball. Never mind. Anyways, let me get to the point with how to get away with murder, guys, because I know you guys want to hear the part of it. And I know you guys want to hear some more other stuff besides that. So, let me get down to that part. So, Annalise discovers there is a surprise witness who threatens her care. Connor tries to pursue the K3 to go along with a new plan, and lie between Frank and Bonnie threatens as the killer. Okay, so that's what happened and how to get away with murder. But there's more to how to get away with murder, guys. There's more into it, guys. And the scene where Annalise started making her speech and she went in, you know, she was really proud because she had passed. She didn't go to jail. Okay, she made a speech. So what happened, it was a shooting, a massive shooting. Frank has shot the governor. Annalise got shot as well. Not Annalise, Bonnie. Bonnie got shot as well. And Stan, she just ran in the back for help. And I didn't know who that random girl right there was crying right next to Annalise. So it was really crazy. Like, it was like, you know, super crazy. And Annalise's mom, Ophelia Harkins, she start asking, is Annalise okay? Is she all right? Did anything happen to her? Did she get shot? She was really, like, nervous. Like, I can understand anybody could get nervous with their kid. You know, like, wait a minute. Did anything happen to her? You know? Laura Castillo have escaped in a car along with her son because she didn't want her son to be in the mess. She just told the driver, go ahead, go away. Come on. Let's go. Keep us snapping, you know? And, oh, I talked about Frank. Connor Walsh and Asher Millstone wasn't going to see each other again because Connor Walsh. I call Asher Millstone his boyfriend. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. It's just like my brain just went to a whole different place. I'm so sorry, guys. Okay. Because I'm going too fast on the whole entire thing. Okay. Oliver. Alright. Connor Walsh and Oliver. Oh my god. I just can't believe I said Asher. I'm so gay. I am so crazy because I can't believe I said Asher. Oh my god. I'm sorry, guys. Please don't get mad at me for that. If you guys are How to Get Away with Murder fans, please don't get mad at me for that. Connor Walsh and Oliver Limpton wouldn't be able to see each other because Connor was finna go to jail. And Oliver was afraid that he'll be all alone, you know, and, you know, through the rest of his life. But come to find out that Come to find out that Oliver and Connor stay together at the end of the series. And I'm not going to tell you all the whole series, guys. You got to watch the series yourself if you haven't seen the show. And, you know, I'm just going to give you a little here and there. That they was at the end of the show. And then we have Laurel Castillo. She has smiled back at them at the end of the show because they were all older at the end of it. And Annalise Keating died. So, I mean, it could be confusing, you know, but it can. And Michaela Pratt might became president at the end of it. So the only people that died was Frank and Bonnie. And at the end of it was Annalise and Ophelia Harkins. Her mother had died at the end. But something else should be said too. Gabriel had to get out city because his mom, not his mom, but he, Frank wanted his brother, which they're not brothers, Frank wanted his brother to be a better person than he was. Frank wanted him to be a better person than he was before. Like, better than his father, better than him. Now the baby's crying. Okay, guys, if you're new here, you can also give this podcast a support if you like this podcast and follow my podcast on Spotify and other things that are, you know, in other apps. So you can follow this podcast anywhere. And also, I'm about to make a new YouTube video sooner or later. Me doing a video just of exercises this month, because I'm gonna start a brand new video and I'm doing exercises this week for the video, because last time I did a video on my birthday. Now I'm doing a video of me doing exercises to keep everyone healthy, strong. You know, we gotta work together, guys. We need to work together. So we're gonna go back to the Frank Delfino. This just ripped apart. Mind if I do? No. And I don't need this no more since it's gonna rip out like that. Okay. So we're now back to the Frank Delfino part. Okay. So Frank Delfino wants Gabrielle, Maddie, to be a better person than he is and be a better person than Sam was before. So he wants Gabriel to move out the city because he doesn't want Gabriel to make the same mistakes he did and staying in the same city for a long time. So he wants Gabriel to just move on with his life. So Gabriel just took the money with him. I mean, you guys gotta watch it because I don't want to tell the whole entire story. If you are new here and you haven't watched the show before, you should watch it, you know, because I don't want to go through the rest of the story with those who haven't watched it and they already start hearing the podcast like, wait a minute, what? Did she just tell the whole entire story? I never ever seen the freaking show yet, you know, so that's how it is with me and, oh Lord, other people, because I do tell most people of my family about this, you know, show, and they get a little bit confused, but they be like, I don't want to hear about the whole entire plot, so can you tell me, like, almost a little bit? That's why I just give you just a little bit, not the whole plot, because most of the plots are too much to talk about, and I don't remember about a lot of plots, but maybe, like, you know, at the end of, you know, maybe like at the end of the series, I will talk about the whole entire plot. But I'm not going to talk about the whole entire plot, guys. Because it's been the end of the series from How to Get Away with Murder. But you poor Chambers and all this other stuff, I'm still waiting to look at. So I'm just trying to keep my fingers crossed, guys. I'm trying to make sure that these shows will come back on. Because I love those shows. It's so awesome. Because Chambers is like something totally different than Euphoria and How to Get Away with Murder. But it's like, it's just, they got so many plot twists in them. And then left out plots on top of that. So, oh my God. There's too much. Let's move on with the, you know, topic. Okay. So I am thinking about doing something fun. I was thinking about, like, taking a picture on Instagram, making me some bee pops. Now, guys, if you ever have remember bee pops and you have made them before, how about you could just, like, tell me, like, have you made those before? You know, because I never ever, like, heard of those before, you know. And my cousin's like, well, you put Kool-Aid in them with some water and there you go. But you put sugar in it, right? But don't put too much sugar. So I was like, well, I'm thinking about orange, you know, like putting orange with it and then put it in the freezer. a lot. And then put it in the freezer. I don't know why I just messed up with the freezer part, but come on. So, you put the water in the freezer along with the Kool-Aid, and then it just freezes. And then there you go, you got your Bee-Pop. So, I will show you guys a little bitty picture on Instagram or something. It will seem cool, and you guys will love it. I am surely you guys will love it. But if you guys want to know my Instagram, I will put it down in the link. So you guys will go to it, add me, follow me, do whatever you want. Because I don't have like a Instagram page for Chatting with Katrina yet. So I will make one for that one. But it's just too much making of it. Because one, as soon as you make a page, you know, of Instagram, it's so many pages that you make. People have to keep following you and following you and following you. That is too much making. You know, I don't want to make like so many pages to where I just want to like keep my own page, just my own. Because making a Chatting with Katrina fan page is not gonna work. No. Bye. No. That's why I just like stay to one Instagram page, because I made like Instagram pages before in the past, and also Facebook pages in the past, but it didn't work. So what I will try to do is keep that one until it gets to whatever it takes me. You know, I'm not trying to like rush it or rush anything that I want to do or rush whatever is like going on, but I would love to keep my page instead of using a new one. So that will be good and satisfying, you know. But again, if you guys want to follow me, you can follow my Instagram. It's Katrina08, and you'll see a big fat baby in the picture. Okay, so if you didn't hear it again, it's Katrina08, and it's a big fat baby in the picture. Just follow me, guys. Just follow me. Just make sure you do, you if you want to, you know. If you don't got to, you if you don't have to, you know. I'm weird. All the way up. Okay, let's move on to the topic. Let's move on. Guys, remember, if you go outside, please drink water, because it's really hot outside. And, you know, if you're like closer, near, or something like that, I don't know how far or what city you're in, but if you are outside and it's hot outside, please drink some water, and please don't be dehydrated. Take water with you when you're going places, because it's good for you. And make sure you, like, just stay safe and wash your hands, guys, before you get out everywhere. So, you know, that's the safest part ever. You want to know the most painful thing ever, guys, is when part of your toenail just comes off. Ew. Ew. Yes, it's gross. It's one of the most painful things ever. And it's hard to even, like, you know, I didn't even see that thing just came off. It's like, I just like, oh my gosh, it's too much, you know. So hopefully it'll grow back, but it's gonna grow back really weird. So that's the most painful experience ever, my toenail. The hanging part, where your whole entire toenail would hang off and it starts to hurt. That's so disgusting, guys. I'm so sorry, but it's so disgusting, you know. By the way, I have no other words. I really don't. I lost a lot of words on everything else because I was too busy talking about how to get away with murder and all this other stuff. The show, not actually murdering somebody. It's just a show. Don't get that bad. Mm-hmm. Alright, guys. Well, this is going to be the ending of the show podcast. I might do one tomorrow. But we're going to do series 2 on June. Because one, season 1 is just getting too much right now. I'm sorry. I just can't keep doing season 1 over and over and over again. Tell me how to go to season 2. Please. It's just too many. It's already May. It's spring already. Come on. Alright, guys. Bye.